What's up, sunshine? I'm Coy Wire. This is your CNN 10, especially on a hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Coy Wire on Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok, and put your unique vocabulary word and definition in the comment section of my most recent post, and we'll choose a winner to work into tomorrow's show. Let's go. We start with the United Nations General Assembly in New York, also known as the UNGA. Every year, world leaders and members of the United Nations, or UN, gather here for an international summit. This is their 78th session, with 140 heads of state and government scheduled to attend, including U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. This will be Zelensky's first in-person appearance at the summit since Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022. The UN has 17 big goals known as sustainable development goals. They range from ending poverty and hunger to improving education, gender equality, and climate action. All those goals and more are on the table this year.
It's the United Nations, meeting place for most of the world's countries, from the most powerful such as the United States, China, and Russia, to the smallest and most vulnerable. The UN has been involved in everything from assisting refugees to negotiating peace among nations. Of all the languages in the world, the UN uses six to communicate. El Arabia, Chongwen, English, Francais, Ruski, and Espanol. In some combination of those six, the UN deliberates on global issues. For judicial matters, they look to the International Court of Justice. The Economic and Social Council, otherwise known as ECOSOC, deals with, you guessed it, the world's economic, social, and environmental issues. The Trusteeship Council helps countries become self-governed and independent, while the Secretariat, another part of the UN family, tackles day-to-day issues that include keeping the press informed.
Where I'm standing is one of the more recognizable places in the UN, the Security Council. It determines threats to international peace and works to solve those problems right here in this chamber, a gift from Norway in 1952. And on top of that, this council selects the Secretary General,
who is then formally appointed by the General Assembly, the main representative body of the UN. The GA, as it's called, meets from September to December every year, but the world's problems don't exactly follow the calendar. The UN has to operate year-round, and one of the ways they're staying current is through social media. And you can follow the organization in any of its official languages.
Also in attendance at this year's summit, Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi. He addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York on Tuesday after Iran made headlines this week over a prisoner release agreement with the United States. Ahead of the UNGA, Iran released five Americans who had been detained there, some for years. They landed in Washington, D.C. yesterday. In return, the U.S. released five Iranians and unfroze $6 billion of Iranian funds. Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz, have criticized this deal. Some say it sets a dangerous precedent. In a statement from the White House, though, Biden said his administration has always prioritized reuniting wrongfully detained Americans with their loved ones. He also warned Americans not to travel to Iran and said the United States would continue to impose costs on the country. Pop quiz, hotshot. In surfing, to what does the term hang 10 refer? Performing a trick that scores 10 points, a 10-second ride, surfing with at least 10 friends, hanging 10 toes over the board. Very skilled surfers can walk to the front of a longboard and hang all 10 of their toes over the front of the board. Our CNN series, Champions for Change, brings you stories about everyday people who are lifting humanity up. My champion is Jesse Billauer, and his story reminds us that when we don't give up, we cannot fail. When Jesse was 17, he was named one of the top 100 surfers in the world, just weeks from turning pro. But one morning, he was thrown headfirst into shallow water and was instantly paralyzed. But he didn't give up. He helped to create adaptive surfing, went on to win three world titles, and he created Life Rolls On, the foundation which helps people discover and rediscover their potential that lies within.
The feeling that I get when I'm on the water, that's when I feel the most free. When I was a kid, I fell in love with surfing. By the time I was a teenager, I was on the right path to becoming a professional surfer, and Surfer Magazine named me as like one of the top 100 surfers in the country. People, they don't understand how lucky they are until something like that's taken away.
Take us back to that day, March 1996.
And the day was beautiful. The waves were really good. And I took off on a wave and pulled inside the barrel. And when I came out, the wave hit me in my back and I didn't have too much time to put my hands up. It was shallower than I thought and I hit my head on the bottom. My whole body just went limp and numb and I knew I couldn't move. After that, I woke up in the hospital on this rotating bed when the doctor told me that I broke the 6th vertebrae in my neck and that I was paralyzed. I was devastated. I mean, like, I'm 17 years old. I'm in high school. I'm about to be a professional surfer and now I'm paralyzed. All I wanted to do was just be a kid and be with my friends. And it was a difficult time because I didn't know what my life was going to look like.
Growing up, for me, sports were my life, just like Jesse Bilauer. My dream was to make it to the NFL. I made it. But in my 6th season, I had a really scary moment. I hit this guy and his head came down and slammed right on top of mine. And I got this burning sensation down my neck. There was this tingling sensation like pins and needles down my right arm, and I didn't really have any strength in it, so I needed surgery. They put a plate and 4 screws, keeping my 5th and 6th vertebrae together. Fortunately for me, I was able to come back, but not everyone who gets a spinal cord injury can make it out on the other side the same as they were before. What happened to Jesse? It probably would have completely ruined most of us, but Jesse found out a way to shine.
And so it took a few years to really get back into the water to surf because nobody was really doing this before me. Started doing it more often and figuring it out.
Jesse Bilauer is a trailblazer. He's one of the pioneers of adaptive surfing. The International Surfing Association created the World Parasurfing Championships in 2015. Jesse's won it 3 times. The thing is, Jesse not only got himself back up, he's now helping people around the world. He started his foundation, Life Rolls On.
We take people with various disabilities, surfing, skateboarding, and now fishing. We offer these things free to the public.
For us, having her not in pain all the time and happy, as you can see, it gets us through all the hard times.
I never thought I could surf. And when I met you, it made a big difference in my life.
It's amazing to be able to get back and to see the smiles on their face and the parents' face. And I mean, to me, that's priceless. At the end of the day, when the lights and the cameras and the people are all back at their house, to be paralyzed, lose that independence, that freedom, that's the real stuff that people need to like see. Surfing and all that's easy. Being paralyzed is hard. I don't think our circumstances truly define us because to me, I'm in a wheelchair, I shouldn't be able to surf, but I look at it like, I just do it in a different way. Figure out the strength within inside you, and then you can help other people.
I'm Jesse Bilauer, and I'm a surfer.
Finally, some baristas at a Starbucks in River Falls, Wisconsin got an alpaca surprise at the drive-through window.
Yes, I'd like a pup for my alpaca, please.
Meet Oliver, the alpaca going viral after his owner, Carrie, drove him to get a treat at Starbucks. He didn't drink coffee or even lemonade, just straight whipped cream, homie. Of course, the baristas had their phones ready, and the videos have gotten millions of views on TikTok. Now, back at Oliver's farm, Eagle Eye Farms, you can do yoga with Oliver and his alpacas. You could also behoove you to not try to stretch your necks like them, though. These alpacas even got introduced to some football. Being from Wisconsin, I guess we could call them the Green Bay Alpacas. All right, remember, hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Put your vocab word in the comment section of my most recent post on Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok with school and teacher names, too. And I'll alpaca one winner to sneak into tomorrow show. Special shout out today goes to the Owls of Wake Young Leadership Academy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Rise up. Brooklyn, Dr. Terry, you rock.